Let's meet our award-winning panel of What's My Line? First, the popular columnist whose voice of Broadway appears in papers coast to coast, Miss Dorothy Kilgallen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And on my left, that brilliant actor who is giving a marvelous performance in the Broadway hit Big Fish, Little Fish, Martin Gable.
On my left, a girl who makes me proud to be known all over the country as Arlene Francis's husband, Arlene Francis.
Is that the truth?
Yeah.
And now the distinguished publisher of Random House, who is our distinguished panelist, Mr. Bennett Cerf.
Now I'd like to introduce a man who I think has read more books than almost anybody on television and understands a lot of them, too. John Charles Davis.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to What's My Line. Once again, some very nice folks who brought some very interesting occupations to the theater, and the panel with a welcome return of Martin Gable. To puzzle with these occupations, and we hope we give them a lot of puzzlement tonight. We'll also have a famous mystery guest before the panel a little bit later in the program. And now let's meet our first challenger. Would you enter and sign in, please? John?
John Davis.
Haley, right? Scared the daylights out of Bennett, and he thought there were two of me for a bit. Where are you from, Mr. Haley?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Well, it's nice to have you with us. May I present our panel? And you have some friends from hometown here tonight, so you feel very comfortable in all this friendly atmosphere. Do you know how we keep score?
Yes, sir.
All right, then let's let the audience in the theater and those watching at home know exactly what your line is.
Mr. Haley is a circus strongman.
Mr. Haley is salaried, and he deals in a service, and let's begin the general questioning with Arlene Francis.
Mr. Haley, do you work for a profit-making organization?
Yes, I do.
Is the kind of service I might ever use? I've seen you, and I wish I would.
Well, I would say that I think that it's a service in which you might use... using the verb used there in a very general sense. In other words, you might wish to have its benefits, and if you took the necessary action, why, you could have the benefits of the service.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything artistic about your work?
No.
One doubt and nine to go, Mr. Sir.
Mr. Haley, do you have a product involved in the service that you perform?
No, I don't.
Well, now, let me have a small conference.
Sorry.
Yes, if you mean here, is it necessary for him on all occasions?
No, when he performs a service, does he require the use of some kind of an article?
Sometimes.
Do you perform your service both indoors and outdoors?
No.
Two down and eight to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Mr. Haley, do you perform your services chiefly indoors?
Yes.
Could I watch you perform them?
Yes, you could.
Do you wear anything other than a business suit when you perform them?
Yes.
Are you in the realm of either entertainment or athletics?
Yes.
Is it athletics?
No.
Three down and seven to go, Mr. Gable.
Are you then an entertainer?
Yes.
Is it a form of entertainment that is normally considered part of the show business?
Yes.
Is it something that you have to have training for?
Yes.
Do you speak when you perform your service?
More confident.
Sometimes.
But you mean in the way of introducing your performance, so it's not in the
yes.
core of the thing.
Yes.
Then it's generally a silent performance.
Yes.
Is it also, you look in shape, something I'm very aware of since I'm not in shape. is there some athletic aspect to your performing?
Yes.
Is it something you do with a team rather than alone? With a
no.
group, that is.
No.
No. 4 down and 6 to go, Miss Francis.
I'm terribly confused because when we started, I asked if there was anything artistic attached to what Mr. Haley does.
That's right.
The answer was no, and
That's
yet
right.
he is with the entertainment world in some category, but it isn't artistic.
That's right. Right so far, all
mapped out perfectly.
Where is it going to be?
Cuckoo. do people pay money to see what you do?
Yes.
Are you on the ground doing what you do?
Yes.
Are you standing up?
Yes.
Do you do any kind of activity with your arms and legs when you are working?
Sometimes.
You mean you could be perfectly still?
More conference. If the question here seeks to find out whether it's possible for our guest to perform his service without being ambulatory, the answer would be yes.
Jolly good. But shall I rule out anything in the sports world that has to do with baseball or tennis or any sport? I may rule that out entirely.
Mr. Haley ruled it out.
Mr. Haley ruled it out. Would one find anyone doing what you do or anything akin to what you do at a place, for example, like the circus?
Yes.
You are part of the circus?
Yes.
Why do you say sure?
Oh, it was obvious.
He got a no on the first question.
By this time, it was obvious.
All right, now, may I presume you are not shot out of a cannon?
Yes.
Are you in an activity within the circus tent itself?
Yes.
Are you a performer in the circus, in the activities of the circus?
Yes.
Do you have anything to do with animals in the circus?
No.
5 down and 5 to go, Mr. Sir.
Mr. Haley, if I understood you correctly, you do this activity alone and not as part of a troupe. Is that not so?
That's right.
Do you wear the uniform of an acrobat of some sort when you're doing this activity?
No.
Very, very abbreviated costume?
Well, I think we would agree this, that the uniform could be generally described as being somewhat similar to that of an acrobat.
That's what I meant.
Similar, yeah.
Do you do anything that requires juggling or balancing in the performance that you give?
No.
6 down and 4 to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Very simple, Bennett, wasn't it?
I knew he was in the circus, but that's not...
Mr. Haley, I hate to do all this reviewing, but you did say that you perform your service on the ground... And you can do it standing still.
Yes.
Some of it, yes.
Sometimes. Is that correct?
Some of it.
But you use implements in what you do.
Sometimes.
May I rule out that you're a clown?
Yes, you may.
Do you do something more difficult than being a clown?
Slightly.
Yeah. A clown might disagree with Mr. Haley, but...
And is it true that you never get off the ground?
That's right.
And you don't deal with animals?
I know what he is.
My but... goodness, you do?
He's Haley's Comet.
Well, obviously, I haven't seen the circus yet. Do you balance anything?
No.
7.3 to go. I'll give you 30 seconds. You should have this by now.
I know. Balance? Oh, yes. Yes, we knew what you know, John. Do you have a conference?
Could he be a ringmaster?
Or a blocker? No, ringmaster would have to do with animals.
Oh, he has to do
but he could be a blocker.
He has an athletic thing. It's not very athletic
at all.
He's
not a juggler. He's not a trapeze artist. He's not a...
I'm going to flip all the cards. Martin, I've been expecting you. You've dealt so heavily on the athletic qualities which he displays. He's a strong man.
A strong man balance bars or something like
that? No, that's that, not balance.
How does he demonstrate
them with his arms? He tears books and he lifts weights.
Tears books?
Tears books.
As long as he doesn't burn them.
Puzzle the pattern. Nice to have you with us. And much success with the picture. Mr. Haley is with the Ringling Brothers Circus right here in New York now. You know, at Madison Square Gardens. His second year with him. Well, let's see what you can do with a second challenger.
Strong man I ever saw.
Yeah, well, let's get our mind and our work again now, please, Arlene. Will our second challenger enter and sign in, please? Harry B. Latino. Is that right? Where are you from?
I'm from Signal Hill, near East St. Louis, in Illinois.
Signal Hill, near East St. Louis, in Illinois.
Yes.
Well, may I present our panel, Mr. Latino?
Can
you join me over here now?
Do
you know how we keep score?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, if you know how we keep score, we'll let the audience at home and the audience in the theater learn exactly what your line is, Mr. Latino.
Mr. Latino designs baseball gloves.
Panel, we can tell you that Mr. Latino is salaried and deals in a product, and let's begin the general questioning with Dorothy Kilgallen.
Mr. Latino, is your product something that might be found in the home?
Sometimes.
Could be found other places, too?
Yes, ma'am.
Could I hold it in my hand?
You may.
Is it solid rather than liquid?
It's solid.
Is it consumed?
No, ma'am.
One down and nine to go, Mr. Gable.
Is it sold in East St. Louis? Do you sell it there?
Yes, sir.
Is it something that I might wear?
In a manner of speaking.
Is it something that would be more suitable for men than women?
Yes.
I would say more suitable, but this does not rule out the possibility that the
woman
might use it.
Fine. Since your general tone leads me to believe that it's functional rather than decorative.
It is.
Is it worn above the waist?
Either above or below.
My toupee's gone. Is it worn under the outer clothing?
No, sir.
Two down a date to go, Miss Fredson.
If one wore it, one would see it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it something that one would wear when one is out in the street?
Not necessarily.
No, I think we'd have to give you a no for that. 3.7 to go, Mr. Sir.
Then is this something, Mr. Latina, that might be worn in the bedroom?
No, sir.
Four down and six to go.
Not in the street, not in the bedroom.
Mr. Latino, I hate to dismiss Mr. Cerf's romantic notions, but would it be worn in the kitchen?
No, ma'am.
5.5 to go, Mr. Gable.
Well, would I wear it in the dining room?
No.
6.4 to go, Miss Fredson.
Well, is it something that would be worn preferably for outdoor occupation
yes,
of some kind? And if you wore it indoors, it would just be because you came in the house and happened to have it on. Is that what you mean? Is it something that might be worn to cover you or protect you for whatever endeavor you might be wearing it forever and whatever? How about that for a sentence?
Well, I think the question is so broad that with your agreement,
no
Mr. Latina, I would say that we would have to accept that the proper use of it could include some degree of protection. Would you agree to that?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Would you wear it for something other than a sports activity? Oh,
no.
I wish I hadn't put it that way.
7-3, Mr. Sir.
Mr. Latina, is there any metal in this product, whatever?
Some metal.
Would this product be used for a particular athletic endeavor rather than for a number of such activities?
It could be.
Now, why won't you ask him that? Mr. Gabe wanted me to ask you if it was a tool of ignorance?
The tools of ignorance, yes.
No, I won't ask that. this is worn in some activity, then, that can be used indoors or outdoors.
Yes. But
we agree.
Under certain conditions, it can be used indoors, and it is used indoors.
It's a particular sport.
That's right. But
it has metal.
The principal use is outdoors.
Is it a sport that you can do by yourself?
Not very well.
8-2 to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Is the sport seasonal?
Yes.
Is the season on now?
Yes.
Is it baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Is it one of those thingamajigs that catchers wear in front of them?
No. 9-1 to go, Mr. Gable.
Well, is it a glove?
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, you've got the product. Now, what does Mr. Latina have to do with baseball gloves?
He sells them.
No, designs them, though. That was very good. I think we give you 95% of that because it was hard to get to. And, Mr. Latina, you've been doing this for 40 years, I believe.
That's right.
With the Rawlings?
That's right.
The Rawlings Company.
Always glad to meet a good glove man, John.
Well, he designed the gloves for Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle.
And Marilyn Monroe.
And my son,
Monroe.
Peter, too.
And is with the Rawlings Sporting Goods Company, have been for a long time.
Okay. That's right.
This is a good honor to have you with us, sir. I didn't
thank
know
you.
It was
I
such a precise design here. Nice to have you with us, sir. And now the special feature of our program, the appearance of our mystery celebrity, for which, as you all know, the panel is always blindfolded. Are the blindfolds in place, panel?
Yes, sir.
Good. Will you enter, Mystery Challenger, and sign in, please?
Tonight's Mystery Challengers are the talented singing stars, Gordon and Sheila McRae. Gordon and Sheila McRae.
Panel, as you know, in the case of our mystery challenger, we go to a different form of questioning, one question at a time, in turn, moving clockwise, and we'll begin with Bennett, sir.
Would you describe yourself as a theatrical personality?
Yes.
Miss Kilgallen?
Are you a singer?
Yes.
Mr. Gable?
Are you more than one?
Yes.
Miss Francis?
Do you usually appear together?
Yep.
Mr. Sir?
Are you appearing in one of the posh hotels of New York City?
Yes.
Are you the McCrays?
Yeah. Yeah. This is smart.
At the Empire Room at the Waldorf, and Toot Shaw and a bunch of us went over the other evening to see him, and he's just wonderful. Just great. I don't suppose that in modern terms, and I hope this doesn't make you too blush, there are two folks who are more adept at not only original material, but in taking off other folks. But it's nice
to
have you.
Well, we've seen them all this week except Bennett, and we'd call Dorothy.
I was out in Kansas City and St. Paul and Grand Forks, North Dakota.
You were.
Yes, Dorothy.
John, I saw them the other night, and they didn't even have the grace to look guilty.
We were being very just as normal. Dorothy just said hello to us, and we didn't say a word.
Well, it's kind of nice to be known, actually.
Yeah.
I hope you all get a chance to come over and say hello at the Waldorf while we're here.
Will do. Will do. And nice of you all to come on your, what is really a kind of a little bit of time off to see us. We appreciate it very much.
Right. Thank you, John.
Good to see you again.
I want to see that work.
I think in all justice we can say that you've done rather well so far tonight. And now let's meet another contestant. Will you enter and sign in, please? Dorothy Dudgeon, right? All right. This is Miss or Mrs.?
Mrs.
Mrs. Dudgeon, where are you from?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. May I present the panel, Mrs. Dudgeon? Now, would you join me over here? Do you know how we keep score? All right, then let's let the audience here and the audience at home know exactly what your line is.
Mrs. Dudgeon is a jazz drummer, once with the Benny Goodman Band.
All right. Panel, we can tell you that Mrs. Dudgeon is self-employed and deals in a service, and let's begin the general questioning with Martin Gable.
Mrs. Dudgeon, do you do your work in the Paris of the West?
Where's that?
Sometimes. San Francisco.
Sometimes?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Do you travel in your work?
Yes.
Could you be generally described as a saleswoman?
No.
No. One down and nine to go, Miss Francis.
Do you have an effect of doing good for people in your job?
I like to think so.
Do people come to see you for your service?
Yes.
Yes, and in that first question you asked, Ms. Arn, we're presuming here that this encompasses the sense of well-being that somebody would have if they had the joy of the service. Mm-hmm.
That's all right with me. Mm-hmm. Would they come to you more than one at a time, perhaps sometimes?
Yes.
Is there ever a larger audience than two or three people to have your services?
Yes.
Do you speak to these people rather than perform for them?
No.
Two down and eight to go, Mr. Sir.
Mrs. Dudgeon, I couldn't help thinking, when you go up in the Empire State Building, they say you're in a high dudgeon, don't they?
Why don't you go back to North Fork?
I couldn't help it. You don't speak to people. You say you do speak to people.
No.
You don't. You perform for them.
Yes.
When you perform for them, are you wearing a costume that is different from the one you would wear when you're proceeding about your business naturally?
Yes.
Is it more abbreviated?
No.
No. Three down and seven to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Mrs. Dudgeon, do you ever perform for children?
Yes.
Do you use mimicry in your work?
No.
Four down and six to go, Mr. Gable.
Do you have any objects with you in your work?
Yes.
Do you and the object perform for the people or children?
Yes.
Martin, I think you're on the road, but we've run out of time. No, actually, you'd have come to it, I think, that first and then to something else. Actually, Mrs. Dudgeon is a jazz drummer.
Oh, she swings.
And has played most recently with Benny Goodman's band. Her dad was a drummer, and I believe your husband is a saxophonist. Is he not?
She's come to the right place.
Come to the right
she
place.
She said she wasn't a salesman.
Thank you very much for being our guest. Big pot.